Welcome to the Atlanta Metro Traffic Podcast, episode number 3. I am your host, Jonathan Hemingway. Here in this podcast, you will become informed on the most dangerous driving areas around the city of Atlanta, and we will point out to you the risky driving behaviors that often get drivers into the most accidents. Today, we will examine 3 common driving errors that lead to accidents. We have noticed these patterns while examining traffic reports from across the city of Atlanta. No matter what part of town, no matter what the traffic patterns are, we find that these situations lead to the most frequent amount of accidents. The first driving error often occurs on left-hand turns. A driver is most vulnerable when he or she attempts to make a left-hand turn. For one, a driver must account for traffic from 2 different directions. First, a driver must account for traffic that is coming head-on. And secondly, the driver must be aware of traffic that is traveling from side to side. The most common reason why left-hand turns cause so much confusion is often because drivers do not actually know who has the right of way. Drivers may also confuse an intersection with a stop sign for a 4-way stop, as we saw in a recent accident report that we published on September 28th on Old Lost Mountain Road in Cobb County. There are also situations where a driver may or may not have a green arrow giving them the right of way. But most often, drivers who are involved in accidents on left-hand turns occur because they are in too much of a hurry, and they end up running a red light and causing an accident. The second driving error that occurs most often is rear-end accidents. We see the phrase, quote, ticketed for following too closely, unquote, so often in these traffic reports that we often consider renaming this site after that Georgia law code. But it is true, drivers who do not leave at least 1 car length in between themselves and the next car put themselves and the driver in front of them at risk. And in fact, at higher speeds, having multiple car lengths is a good idea. However, one of the most common accidents that we see of this kind is when a car slows down to make a turn and the car from behind bumps in to the rear bumper. And this is because the driver is following too closely. We documented one such case in a hit-and-run accident on Sandtown Road in Cobb County, which we published on September 12th, 2022. And the third common accident, type of accident that we see in our reports is failure to check the blind spot. Our report on September 20th details a driver who attempted to move from the middle lane to the left lane after driving through an intersection. The driver clearly did not check their mirror nor their blind spot, and as a result, this led to an accident. So being aware of your surroundings and checking the lanes around you more than once is often necessary before making a lane change. We hope that this episode has been useful. We invite you to share it with a young driver or someone who you know that could benefit from gaining awareness of dangerous driving habits. And so this brings an end to episode number 3. On the Atlanta Metro Traffic Podcast. You can always reach us directly at our email address, atlmetrotraffic@gmail.com, or on our Twitter, @atlmetrotraffic, and substitute the number 1 for the letter C in the word traffic, and you'll find us. Send us a note if you have an idea for an episode, or if you would like for us to investigate a specific topic.